Blog Talk Radio.
Little girl goes out tonight with big boyfriend. She's high in life, she says, I hope this never ends. But it does. She needs a pick-me-up. Her boyfriend says, have some of this. She knows it's bad, but takes the risk as she starts to have a sniff. She runs back home, a crying fit. Her boyfriend says, I didn't do it. Her dad goes mad and knocks him out. Don't fuck with daddy's little girl. Up in her brain, daddy knows. He asks her what she's done. She says, nothing's going on. She says she's fine, she did a line, but she don't plan to carry on. He says, okay, if that's the truth, you guarantee to me that you and face will never meet face to face anymore. But then he finds her in the bathroom on the floor with a mirror and a face.
I thought you were going to do it.
I didn't know you were off mute yet. Sorry for all the technical difficulties, but welcome to Vamp Radio. Today is May the 13th, 2009, and tonight on the line with me is Jess and Lacey. And Lacey, why don't you tell everybody else who we have tonight?
We have Mark Hole with us tonight.
Woohoo!
Our guest, and we're going to pick his brain for information.
Pick my brain.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, yeah. Who's speaking?
This is Jess.
This is Jess.
Yes.
You say?
Yes.
Awesome. Someone I haven't met yet. So, hello, everybody. How is everybody? Is everyone all right?
We're doing good.
Cool.
How about you?
Yeah, I had pasta for dinner about sort of 4 hours ago. I had a lot of pasta, so I'm feeling a bit lethargic and I'm tired actually. It's 1 a.m. and I'm here talking to you guys, and I feel good now.
Yeah.
Great. So the girls, I'm gonna sit back and let Lacey and Jess just take it over because I'm not in the chat room. I'm not on the switchboard. All I have up is my Skype because Skype is being very, very evil to us. And that's the only way we have Mark on the line is through Skype. So, Lacey, Jess, take it away.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of people in the chat room. They're all saying hi. They love the intro song. Can you tell us a little bit about that song, how you came up with that, and a little bit about it?
Mark.
Is he there? Did we lose him?
No.
It went weird for a second, but now I can hear you.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
Can you repeat it, the question?
Sure. Not a problem. We have a bunch of people in the chat room, and they're loving the intro song that we had, Dirty Bass, and they wanted to know a little bit more about it. So can you let us know about the song itself and how you wound up recording it and all that?
The song's about a girl who got involved in drugs, because where I come from in London, I don't know, it's lots of people seem to be doing drugs, and and this particular girl, she sort of did too many drugs, and she became addicted, and it sort of screwed up her life, and it's sort of about her, but then sort of just taking into account, just sending a message that, you know, it's sort of that drugs are bad, okay? I don't know. I wrote it about 3 years ago, and I just sort of played it. I played a few gigs, and that was my first sort of hit song that everyone seemed to think was really good, and then when I came to recording the album, it was the first in line.
I really do like the line, "Don't fuck with Daddy's little girl." I like that line in there.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Like, if I was a father, or when I am a father, I'll tell you this, yeah, and I have a little girl. Okay, if I have a little girl, man,
I think we might have lost you. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Mark? Okay, I'm sorry. You cut out for a minute.
Oh. But yeah, man, protection.
And that's a very good quality to have. Yeah, bear with us, everyone, because Mark's on his computer, I'm on my computer, and this is the only way that we could call each other, unless, you know, we had millions of dollars to pay for the phone bill. So just bear with us. We'll be breaking up now and then. Just please bear with us.
If I was to call on my mobile, what's the number I should call?
I will Skype that to you, darling. Hold on 1 minute.
Because maybe I should just call in to see if you're about it.
Yeah.
To see it. Because this Skype, man, it's good. It's good. But it's got a delay on it. And I just can't deal with this delay. I need to hear you. I need to hear your beautiful voice.
I agree. And there's the number. And seeing that Mark is going to call in, I think everybody should go buy his CD.
Absolutely. Where can we get that?
You can buy it on my website.
And your website is www.markhull.com?
That's right. That's right. Markhull.com. Mark with a K, hole in the ground.
Okay, Mark, I'm giving you the number.
I'm calling the radio. Blog, I want to blog.
I'm waiting for it to come up. Here it is. Hold on. Mark, is that you?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just pick up Amy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you much better. Yes.
This is so much better. Yes. Everyone needs to go buy Mark's CD to pay for his phone bill tonight.
Cool. Okay. So it's all good now. I can walk around my house. I don't have to do that Skype thing. Skype's crap.
It went perfect for us the other day when we did the test show.
Yeah, it was good then. But then, I suppose when it's three-way or four-way, you know, it becomes more and more shitty.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So, Lacey, honey, why are you so quiet over there?
I'm listening. Okay, so I have a question for you, Mark.
Yeah.
I want to know when you decided that music is what you wanted to do.
Well, I sung in a choir when I was younger. I don't know, to be honest, like when I was younger, anything to do with the center of attention, yeah. Like anything to do with showing off was my kind of thing. So if there was a school choir, I'd do that. If there was a school play, I'd do that. And I got into acting and sort of singing and dancing. It was only once I was at drama school I went to this drama school called Hurtwood House, and I saw a very good friend of mine now, but at the time, my friend Rob Castell. And he sung a song to the school that he had written about his friend that hated him or something. But anyway, it was just amazing. It was amazing to see this 16-year-old boy who was my age, like, sing a song to, like, everybody. And, so I wanted to write a song like that and sing it to the school. So I did do that. I got a song, I wrote that song, and then I kept on writing songs, and then the first few hundred songs that I wrote were shit and rubbish, and no one's ever going to hear those songs because it would be far too embarrassing for me. And then, and then eventually, after being in a band and gaining experience, I then decided to make my own album, and yeah, here I am. I can't really answer it any better than that.
Well, that was good enough.
Mark, I have a question for you from the chat room, and they're asking if you are coming to the United States to show off, and if you are, when are you doing that?
As soon as humanly possible.
That's what we like.
Let's just say, girls, yeah, and any guys out there, I'm going to talk to my manager tomorrow, and I say, listen, okay, Lacey and Amy and all these other guys, they want me to go to America, so we have to sort it out now, okay? I'll slam my finger down, and then he'll do what I say.
So you have to make sure your first stop is Austin, okay?
Austin?
Austin, Texas. You have to come here first.
Okay. Do you guys know Johnny Flynn?
We know who he is.
Do you know who he is?
I know who he is, yes.
Did you see him play when he came to New, when he came to your area?
No, I didn't. I didn't know who he was then.
All right. Well, you know Laura Marling as well?
Yes.
Yeah, because they came to your, like, they came, I think they did a load of gigs or something.
Right.
Around your area. Is that right?
I'm not sure if they did or not. I don't keep up with the music scene here as much as I should.
Even though
it's, like, the best music scene, but.
That's going to have to change, dear. You're going to have to keep up with it for us.
Oh, I know it.
Absolutely. So, girls, I need to know more about you guys. What's going on? Who's who? What do you do for kicks?
I talk to you for kicks on Skype.
Yeah? Cool. And then, what else do you guys like drinking?
Yes.
Well, definitely.
Yes.
Having a drink, yeah? And then, yeah. Do you hit the strip clubs or, you know?
I love.
Yeah.
If you come to the United States, if you come to Massachusetts, we have a strip club.
What, you're going to take me to a strip club?
Yeah, we'll go to a strip club.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that music is, man. It's like, you know, it's like just as if I always said to myself, I've got to do music for my life, yeah, so that I can go to America and be taken to a strip club.
Sweet.
Yeah.
By Jess, yes.
And whoever else wants to come along.
Yeah, everybody's invited. Drinks are, you know, on the strippers. The strippers are going to buy us drinks.
Actually, you know, I don't know if they serve alcohol in the strip clubs over here.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's a law between alcohol and nudity, and it's probably for a very good reason, but usually if there's nudity, there's just a juice bar and not a alcohol bar.
God, that's a rubbish strip club.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It is terrible.
So you'll just have to come here or Austin. Or hell, come to both places and we'll hit all the strip clubs for you.
You'll have to go to a strip club in every state.
Okay, back to the interview about you. Look what you're trying to get out of this interview. I have a question, and I know Lacey has a question too, and it's kind of a combined question. I really want to know if you're still chasing Pizza Man. And and what was your question, Lacey, about that?
I wanted to know if that was really your mom in that video.
Yeah, that's my mom, yeah.
She seems really awesome.
That's my real mom. She was amazing in it, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. I love that video. I don't know how many times I've watched it.
Yeah, she was superb. In fact, she did such a good job. I was actually very impressed. And because she's not an actress or anything, but she was very natural, I thought.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. But no, I went through a stage in my life where I chased pizza guys. But it was all an act. I mean, I'm not really a psycho pizza chaser.
For those of you in the chat room who have no idea what we're talking about, I think Little Pretender just posted the YouTube video. So you can go there after the interview and watch it. It's hysterical. It's damn funny.
Yeah, you just put in Mark Hole into YouTube, and then for the first thing that comes up is the video, the music video. But then in the related videos, there's like Mark Hole Ring for Service, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, so you just type in Mark Hole Ring for Service, yeah. And that's how you find it.
Courtney in the chat room says that you have a personal vendetta against Pizza Men. What is your vendetta against Pizza Men?
Well, I don't know. It was just a stupid idea, like, to be honest. Like, my friend, Bob, who sort of with the camera and editor and sort of director, or whatever, we, there was a competition, and the competition was you had to think of, it had to be a documentary, and it had to be a documentary about someone with a sort of, with an illness or something. So I suppose my illness was brought on by being fired from a Pizza Hut or something. And yeah, so then we just ran about for a day chasing pizza guys and pretending to steal pizzas.
Very, very entertaining video, that's for sure. I want to be in the car with you chasing the pizza man on the little bike.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and you know that was ages ago. That I did that pizza thing ages ago, and I hate it. I hate it so much. But everyone keeps on watching it. And my mate, Bob, he changed the name of it because it used to be just called Ring for Service. So, like, when you put in Mark Hole, it would never come up. Like, it would never come up as, like, Ring for Service would never come up. You wouldn't ever find it. But now he's changed it so that it's Mark Hole in Ring for Service. So now everyone's finding it.
There's actually a question that, I'm sorry to step on anybody. There's a question in the chat room from Courtney. She's saying, did anyone on the streets think that you were seriously against Pizza Hut, and were the workers at the place in on it, or were they like completely?
No. I just forced it. I forced it upon them. I just did it, and I mean the people in the street just thought I was nuts. You know, they didn't. I just pretended that because I had to pretend for the camera that it was really real. But yeah, no, like they weren't in on it, and in fact, the Pizza Hut manager was really angry actually at me, and he made us go away. But then we went back and did it again, and I don't know. It worked out. I didn't get arrested.
Well, that's good. It's always good.
I should try harder next time. That would have been much better. Imagine that. If I had, like, really pushed the boat out and got them to call the police, and then we could have got video footage of me being arrested. That would have been amazing.
Yes, it would have. But it would still have been bad because then you'd be behind bars and not here with us.
Yeah, you know I've been in a cell a couple of times. Like, I haven't been to prison, but I once got attacked by a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I once did a gig, and this. This guy kept on putting his arm around me, going, oh, mate, yeah, you were fucking brilliant. Jesus Christ, mate, you fucking, And, you know, he's breathing his stinky breath in my face, and, like, he's got his arm around me, and he's going, oh, mate, you're a fucking real deal. The fuck you? Yeah, you, mate, you're the real deal. Whoa. Just like, and, you know, so you can imagine this stinky guy. And I'm just, like, politely just saying, oh, yeah, thanks, man. Thank you. Oh, thank you, man. That's, yeah, you're fucking the real deal, mate. Oh, thanks very much. Thank you. And then he just kept on, and this went on for about 5 minutes. So, and I then used my tiger strength and pushed him up against the wall and just said, look, mate, get out of my face. Leave me alone. You're invading my personal space. And then, he then got really angry at me because he was sort of this drunk guy. And then he started saying, I don't give a shit about the police. I'll fuck you up. And then, yeah, he started pushing me, like, really hard. And then there's this last push where he, where I sort of had this split decision of, like, okay, either I wait for him to hit me or I just knock him out. So I floored this guy and then drove off and then stupidly waited for the police to get there. And then I got arrested. And I got put in the cell. I got put in the cell for the night. And so I basically did press-ups in the cell so I could tell everyone and tell you guys that basically, I've been in a cell before and I did press-ups in the cell. But then the best thing about this story is that I have it all on camera, because the people who own the venue that I did the gig in, they had a camera outside the front of the venue, and they were filming the whole thing, and they found it so funny that they gave me the security footage, and that, so I'm going to put it on YouTube soon.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
I cannot see that.
It's amazing.
Okay. So back to the music a little. I think Lacey has a question.
Yeah. I just want to know, what was your idea behind the cover of your album? What made you want to lay naked on the floor?
Oh, it's a genuine photo. Cause
so
my,
did you pass
my,
out on the floor?
Like my ex-girlfriend took it on a shitty little camera. She just, we'd been making love, and then we finished making love. It was amazing, by the way. Yeah, okay, because Mark Hole makes love, like, to the highest degree, okay, just so everyone knows. And but basically, yeah, she tried to run away from me, and I tried to tiger grip her, but she escaped my claws, and then I landed on my face on the floor, as you can see in the album cover. And I couldn't be asked to move, so I just fell asleep. And she saw the photo and took it. But then so that's the photo that she took. But a lot of the songs, like half of the album, is kind of about her. So it seemed fitting and appropriate to use that photo as
well. I do have to say, your ass looks great in that photo.
It's even better in real life.
Wow, Amy.
Wow.
Yeah, we were discussing it when Amy, after she got the picture, she's like, "Hey, check this picture out." I was like, "Damn, it's got a nice ass."
Damn.
Okay, we're going to take some callers because our switchboard is, like, lighting up like crazy. So, Jess, we have priority on 61... No. Lacey, what's her area code?
313.
All right, hang on. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Okay.
313?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Steffi.
Hi, Lacey. Hi, girls. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah. We're okay. We're just chilling, you know.
That's good.
Eating crackers.
Well, my question is,
yes.
Do you have a least favorite song, band, or genre of music?
Hmm. Oh, God. Yeah. Scouting for Girls. Do you know that band?
No.
No.
Oh, God. You guys are lucky. There's a band in England called Scouting for Girls. YouTube it. You'll probably find some stuff. And it's just this guy, and he's just so shit. He just sings, like, he plays on piano, yeah? And he sings, he's got a song called, like, called James Bond or something, and it's like, I wish I was James Bond. It would be so cool. I wish I was James Bond. And then he's got another song that's like, Elvis ain't dead, or something. Oh, and then there's this other song where he says, she's so lovely, like just the whole song, he's just saying, she's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. She's so lovely, she's so lovely. Just the whole fucking time, he's just saying, she's so lovely. This guy, Scouting for Girls, check it out. He is so crap. That's do not buy awful. This guy's music.
That just sounds completely awful.
yeah. And then, I don't know, but in general, I quite like, I like all types of music. And actually, because I'm not a very negative person, so... Scouting for Girls, you know, it's just a different type of music. They're poppy. I'm not that into poppy music. But, like, but hey, you know, the best song, the best lyric in the world is in Trench Town Rock, written by Bob Marley, yeah? And the lyric is it's at the beginning of Trench Town Rock, and he says, one good thing about music is when it hits, you feel no pain. One good thing about music is when it hits, you feel no pain. So hit me with music, hit me with music, hit me with music, yeah, hit me with music. Ka-ka-ka-boom-ba-go-ba-boom. You know that, and that you got to listen to that track, okay? Trench Town Rock by Bob Marley.
Oh, my mom was standing behind me. She wanted me to tell you she says hi. I don't know why, but...
Your mother's hi?
My mom said she wants me to tell you she says hi.
I can't believe your mom is hi.
No, she's not. She wanted me to tell you she said hi.
Oh, Hello to your mother.
Hello. I love the accent.
My mom says she loves your accent.
Ah, shall I put it on? Shall I talk in a slightly more posh accent for you?
Actually, in the chat room, they said they really want to hear your American accent.
Oh, God, but it's not very good.
It's okay. We won't mind.
Okay. Wait, okay. Let's get American. Okay. Oh my God! Hello! How are you? Oh my God, it's totally super to meet you. Oh my God, Vamp Radio, hello all you guys. I'm like totally enjoying my stay. I mean, do you guys think you'll have me again?
Definitely.
Can I come back again? Oh, that is just so super.
Oh my God.
That's my American.
I really wish you could see the chat room right now. They are going crazy. Oh, wait. They said no. Tell him we said American, not Valley Girl.
Okay. American. Oh shit. Oh shit. Okay, wait. Before I do that, my battery on my mobile phone's running out, so I gotta just quickly plug it in.
Oh great. Go plug it in. Hurry. Run.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, I'm plugged in. It's on charge. Okay, let's do another American. Okay, let's do I don't know. Why don't we talk about something else? Like walking down the road and talking to. No, that's not very good. Let's try. Okay, the chat room people, yeah? Because obviously I don't know your name. But, like, what? Tell them to give me, throw ideas out and let me try and do a voice.
Okay,
or something.
Somebody said southern accent.
Yeah, Sheila was saying, Amy, tell him to do a southern accent. So I guess something kind of like mine, but in a man's voice.
Isn't southern like
like
I need to what southern God, this is such pressure. Yeah, I got pressure. Okay. Southern. Talking. Oh, we're gonna talk like that, and then like, you better come down here. Because I am going to kick your little ass, okay? You better come right down here now. No, that's... Oh, my God, I'm, like, totally going down that road again. Okay. Okay.
Now, boy, you better come down here. I'll kick your motherfucking ass, boo.
Is that any good?
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
I've never felt so much pressure. You know, I'm on the phone, yeah, to America, yeah, to all these people. I don't even know any of you. And, like, and you're all American, and I'm English, and you're saying, oh, do an American accent. And I'm like, shit. Like, I can't do this. Like, they're all going to think, God, like, yeah, he's got a good voice, nice ass, but shame about his shit American accent.
Well, you know, the same could be said about us. Our English accents suck, so.
Yeah. Do some English for me.
Oh, no.
Let's get a caller in. Bring
in
a caller.
We should get a caller in.
I challenge one of the callers to do an English accent.
Oh, that's it.
There he goes. He challenges one of our callers to do an English accent. So if you're calling in, press 1 and we'll bring you up on the switchboard.
I can do somewhat.
Okay. Who's the caller? Who have we got?
Well, Jeff is watching the switchboard and we don't have anyone up there yet. So
they're all chicken shit.
All the people, they're like, see, they don't want to step up the muck.
Am I still clicked on or am I on hold?
No, you're on.
Okay. I can do one. Well,
okay.
I can try anyway.
Who's it, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay, Stephanie, you go ahead and try and do it in English accent.
Okay. Why the hell would you want us to do that for?
That's great. What? Do that again. I love that. What?
say the same thing or try and say something different. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Okay. I want you to say, hello, darling.
Hello, love.
Hello, love. How are you?
Hello, love.
It's been such a long time. Yes. I was going down to the Priory earlier, and I thought, I might go and buy myself a horse. Buy a little horsey for my little donkey. and then the donkey will ride the horse, and then the horse will feel like running, because when you run, you feel like a horse. But then when you're a donkey, you're not a horse, you're a donkey. Don't you agree?
I agree. Oh, my God. So, yeah.
Girls, why don't we just have a massive, like, phone orgy?
Later, you know, when we're not on air.
Why don't we all get naked right now? All of us. Like, and everyone in the chat room. Like, just all of us. Come on. Like, you know that song, Dirty's What I Like? I've got that song, Dirty's What I Like, man. Come on. Hey, it's me. It's Marky. Come on, baby.
Marky.
Come on, baby.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. Everybody get naked, because that's what Mark wants. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to play Dirty What I Like.
Awesome.
Good? Okay.
Hold me full of life.
that little wop wop, that's me and Mark chatting.
Okay, yo, yo, Mark, yo.
We have someone on the line that wants to give her her best English accent, okay?
Okay, okay, okay. I thought you were saying there's a girl on the line who wants to give her breast. And I was like, I was like, yes. But okay, okay, okay. Give me your best English accent, yeah.
Vicky?
Hello, this is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
How are you?
This is my English accent.
That's not fair.
I must say, actually, I was sort of thinking, God, are you English? Are you actually English?
I might be.
That's not fair. You lose.
Yeah.
Is he actually English?
Yeah.
But you don't sound like you're from. You sound like you're maybe like talk some more. Are you Welsh?
No, I'm not from Wales.
Oh wait.
Remember
what
the friend I told you?
No, but you're Northern or something.
Yeah, I am Northern, yeah. I'm from Liverpool.
Ah, from Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm from Liverpool.
What are you doing in America, darling?
I'm not. I'm actually in Liverpool at the moment.
You're in Liverpool right now?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit, this is just confusing me even further.
Yeah.
I'm doing a gig in Liverpool soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's to come.
What, you're making all the girls really jealous.
Well, you know.
You know, you know, you know. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. How did? Because I thought this Vamp Radio was an American thing. I wasn't expecting anyone from Liverpool to be in the chat room.
Mark, when I talked to you the other day, you asked me if I, had any friends, and I was like, yeah, Vicky's one of my best friends.
Oh.
Any team that's online, anybody can listen to this show.
You are being broadcast all over the world, Mark.
Oh, my God. All right. Something just happened. Something just said. Something just happened. How do I see the chat room?
Okay, you know the link that I just sent you?
Yeah. I went to that link and now I've got it up. It's, you know, blogtalkradio.com/vampradio, and then there's a picture of my ugly mug, and then it says Mark Hole, May 13th, 8 p.m. East.
Yeah.
Or F.
Now if you see on the right side, there's a little box, a little green box that says chat.
Chat now.
Yes.
Okay, I've clicked on that.
And it should take you into a chat room.
Awesome. Okay. Authenticating. Okay, here we are.
And there you are.
Okay.
Your guest 4222.
I am. Yeah. I'm somebody.
You can't chat with us because you're logged in as a guest, but it's okay.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, I see. But I can see what's going on in the chat room.
Yeah.
I'm going to say hi to you.
And there's lots of laugh out loud.
Yes, they've been laughing out loud all night.
Okay. Can I get a hell yeah chat room? Can I get a hell yeah?
There's a little delay, so just, yep, there you go.
Mike, how about you just take over the show? You start hosting the show.
This is just
over.
Fun, yeah. I want to get a hell yeah. He is crazy. Someone said.
Finn has a question for you in the chat room. Boxes are brief.
Oh
wait, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, hell yeah. Can I get a a whoop the whoop? Would Mark care for a jelly baby? Yeah, I want a jelly baby. Woo! Woot, woot. I love it. Yes. Okay. Okay, come on, come on, guys. You know what I'm going to say now. YMCA. Wise. You've got one. Who's that? Oh, yeah. YMCA. All right.
Oh, my God, Mark. You were great. Okay, here's a question.
Country.
Question in the chat room. Boxers or briefs?
I did screw it up. Someone is right. I did screw it up.
He's avoiding the question.
Boxers,
so I guess
briefs. Shit, man. People are, like, adding shit. Not you. Why, silly ass? Okay. Let's just keep on reading this. Laugh out loud. MCA. Okay. I'm so entertained. Okay. So basically, what we're going to do, yeah? Mark, I love you. I love you too, little predator. Okay. Okay, yeah, let's do Simon Says. Simon Says. Oh, shit, I've forgotten how to play Simon Says.
It's fairly simple.
Okay, right. I want to see. Okay, this is it. Okay, this is the last thing, and then I'll leave it up to our beautiful hosts. Okay, basically, can everyone in the chat room? Yeah, I want you to do your sexiest typed moan. So I'm gonna do a moan. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And now everyone has to do their best typed moan. Okay. And then I will give a hell yeah to somebody. Oh wow. Okay. I'm getting a raw. Okay. Come on.
Mark,
okay.
Like
at the moment, it's just Spamp Radio.
Mark.
Oh my God. Hee. Yeah. Sorry.
Something like this.
Oh my God. Who's that?
Amy.
That was Amy.
Was that Lacey?
No, that was Amy.
That was Amy. Amy. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Dude, come on. Everyone wants to hear you do that noise again. Do that noise again, Amy. Come on. The people need it.
I really, really think that we need to move this interview over to my dark and lustful show.
Man, but we've got loads of people roaring. I'm seeing a lot of good typing. Typing sexual roars. Oh. Yeah, good one, guys. Yes. The sex talk host. Awesome. Are we having a technical orgy? Yes, I suppose we are. We are essentially having
a digital
We're having vamp radio. Vamp radio sex.
Mark,
right,
I am going to invite you to my dark and lustful radio show. It's more of an adult show, so you can be as dirty as you want on that show.
Okay, but this is a bit more sort of, we've got to keep it clean.
Just a little.
Okay, let's do it. Let's keep it clean.
We'll try.
Let's talk about My Little Pony now.
No, we don't have to keep it that clean. But let's see if
just like sort of STDs clean.
Vicky was still on the line, PI and me, she was like, can I hang up?
Aww. So let's get some order. So okay, I'm gonna shut up now and let you guys tell me what you want.
No, you can't shut up. You're the interviewee.
This is what we're gonna do. Seeing that you're in the chat room and you can read the chat room,
you have a question for Mark, or if you want Mark to say something crazy, or if Mark, if you want Ben to say something crazy, just go with the flow. It's your show now, because our interview about your music, you just take it and do whatever you want.
Okay.
They're loving it, so
Okay, let me ask the hostesses, and so this is, you know, Lacey and Amy and Jess. Is that right?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
The, you are the hostesses?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I'm asking the hostesses and the chat room, do you guys want me to sing you a song?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, it's called Sudi. Oh, wait. Yes, sing. Get it. Get it. Probably commando, kick ass, smile with a wink, all right, laugh out loud, little pretend, okay,
commando is good, yes, easy access,
okay, very good, please, okay, right, okay, yes, yes, okay, hell yes, right, okay, sing, God damn you, right, okay, here we go, are you ready,
yes.
It's called Sudi, okay, it goes, Ba-da-bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-b
said, this new love is heading to the bed of old love to entertain your memory, to make it last, because it really is, was so deep. The trouble I have seen it in a classic, drastic leather teeth is an exercise, your interlude like a boxer fighting his way to the top of a rudiment, digging far too deep. What is the answer if we cannot even speak? My best legacy is getting Sudi singing, nudging to a gash with my master member. I'm a bush beater to a bass to a whacker. She's a funny fair down there with my cracker. Rufus, old frizzle with a broom, fill her up a cup, a goblet, a donut. Listen, the oracle is spoken. We've had a good time, but now we're just smoking. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum. Sudi, the meter will explode into this groovy sex and looking harder every minute. I'm not done with you, like falling stars and showers of gold from a cock of a rudiment, digging far too deep. What is the answer if we cannot even speak? My best legacy is getting Sudi singing, nudging to a gash with my master member. I'm a bush beater to a bash to a whacker, and she's a funny fair down there with my cracker. Rufus, old frizzle with a broom, fill her up a cup, a goblet, a donut. Not listen, the oracle is spoken. We've had a good time, but now we're just smoking. Da 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 ba da bum 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 ba da ba da ba da ba a ba a bum. Amazing.
Awesome. That was great.
Could you hear it?
Yes.
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 Everybody
clapping. Oh, hell yes.
Claps, hell yes. I can cook beans on toast. I can cook beans on toast too. Beans on toast is good. This is actually something that we should talk about, guys. We should talk about food, okay? Food. Food is nice. Food is good. What are people's favorite foods?
Favorite food. I love Italian food.
Oh shit! Yeah, Italian pizza, of course.
It's just pizza.
Chinese. cheeseburgers.
Fries.
Yeah, man. You gotta have some pizza. You gotta have pizza. I think pizza's probably gotta be my favorite. Amy,
okay,
asked him when he is playing in Liverpool. Liverpool in wait a minute, Ashley. I can go on to my email this very moment. I'm gonna check for you. Sorry, what's happening?
That's Vicky. Vicky's the one that lives in Liverpool.
Oh yeah. But while I look, like, ask me another question.
Okay. Well, Mark is looking in his email to give Vicky the answer so she can go be a crazy fan because everybody's falling in love with Mark tonight. Any
not
more
as
questions?
Much as I love you guys. Hey?
Oh, Mark, you're just the best.
Well, I'll show you yours if you show me mine, yeah?
It's a deal.
Okay, cool. Right, here we go. Wait a minute, yes, please. Okay, I'm checking. This is probably a bit boring for everyone else. Okay. Pickles and peanut butter. Follow Mark on Twitter. It's good, Lace. Try it. Sure, for sure. Yes, follow Mark. He has fun updates. I do have fun updates. I do. In fact, I'm going to send an update now. If anyone can multitask whilst doing this show, I'm going to send, okay, and the first person to write on the chat room, yeah, is the winner, okay? I'm going to send something now. I'm going into my mobile phone. I'm going to Twitter, and then I'm sending. I'm going to send
everybody's
a special
logging
one.
Into Twitter.
Huh?
I said everybody's logging into Twitter. As we speak.
Someone just said, just driving home from work. Someone's driving home from work while listening.
Yeah, that would be sin.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Oh, there's a question in the chat room, Mark. Do you have McDonald's there? And if so, what is the quarter pounder called?
It's called a quarter pounder with cheese.
That's
what
really
it's called.
Easy to remember.
But you know, like, what do you call it there?
It's called the quarter pounder, but you have a different measurement system, so I think they were trying to ask what it was called.
Oh, no, we have the same. We use quarter pounders here as well.
It's been Americanized.
Yeah. And then there's also... But, like, in France, like, they don't call it, like, you know, like things like Big Mac. They call it Le Big Mac. Le Big Mac. So they don't just call it a Big Mac. They call it the Big Mac.
Little Pretender says, Mark, you rock my socks.
I rock her socks. Awesome. Well, I could say something really rude that rhymes with socks.
No, don't.
No, I won't. I'm not going to.
Thank you.
I've got to send this thing to Twitter. Hold on.
Everybody's waiting patiently on Twitter. They're refreshing. So what do they win? If they get it right, what do they win?
They win a kiss down the phone. And it's only for them. Okay, everybody, I'm sending my Twitter message now. The race is on.
the race is on. We have a bunch of people on the line. I'm not sure if they're listening or if they want to talk. If you want to talk, press 1, and that'll signal us that you want to get picked up. Wrong choice of words. Get picked up on the phone.
Well, oh God! Little Pretender. I think Little Pretender, she's... All I want is a pizza of love on Twitter and a small goat kiss. Now, technically, okay, who? Lacey and Amy, you have to be the judge of this.
Okay. I think Courtney got it because you did say the entire line. So I think
she was the first to say the whole line. Okay, yeah. So Courtney has won the kiss.
Okay,
you have won your own prize. What?
Courtney? Hold on, I'm bringing her in the phone. Courtney?
What? You picked me up?
Yes, Courtney, because you got to get your Mark. Mark is going to kiss you now.
Oh, Courtney, can I kiss you?
Of course.
Okay, you ready? Close your eyes. Oh, Courtney. Wow.
Was that good for you?
That was hot. That was seriously hot.
It was. I agree.
Right. So,
I
Courtney, when can
okay,
I get married?
You're back up old. Wait, only people getting married on this show is me. I'm the one that asked for the marriage proposal. So, Mark, will you marry me?
Absolutely, yes.
Sweet. One more to the list.
Yes.
Oh.
Amy, you have
gone
to ask
wild.
Your
Monkeys
Amy,
Gone Wild
have...
is jealous. It's okay. Look, this Monkeys Gone Wild, this one's you. Okay, don't tell anyone.
Okay, Mark, I have a really serious question.
All right, yeah.
You're really going to have to think about this, okay?
Courtney's pissed off with me now. Sorry, anyway, yeah.
Okay, no, seriously, Mark, you have to pay attention to this question, okay?
Okay.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and why?
That's a really hard question.
I know, it's like super hard.
But I think really, actually, it's not really a hard question. It's got to be Superman at the end of the day. Superman, he can do it all, yeah? You know, like, if you were one of the X-Men, they've got, like, one of Superman's powers. Superman can do it all. He can fly, he can burn shit with his face, and he can blow stuff, he can freeze stuff. He can spin the whole world. He can fly at a million light years per second. Man, yeah, man, he's the man. Okay? Superman. I would be Superman. That is my final answer.
Great answer. I love it. Okay, so...
Next question.
What's next?
Oh, I got one. Mark, if you were a jelly belly, I don't know if you know what jelly bellies are. They're jelly beans. If you were a flavored jelly bean, what flavor would you be?
I would be... Like, I don't know. I mean, I really like lemon jelly babies, but I don't think I'd want to be a lemon jelly baby.
Okay.
And, wait, I've just read something that Monkey Gone Wild. What if she didn't want him to kiss her mouth? Burn shit with his face. I want that superpower. Yeah. Chrissy Till. Yeah. That really, you will find out Friday night. Love Out Loud.
I am dirty. Laugh out loud, Monkey's Gone Wild is dirty, everybody. Laugh out loud. They can stay at mine, only an 8-hour drive. Jesus Christ, it's getting quite serious. they're going around people's houses.
No, Mark, do know there's two people under Monkey's Gone Wild. Nikki is under the blue type under Monkey's Gone Wild, and Vicky is under the gray, just like under Vamp Radio. I'm in purple type, and Jess is in blue type. Monkey's Gone Wild is one of my other shows with Vicky and Nikki.
Oh, my God. Guys, okay, media alert, okay? Alexandra Canosa, my ex-girlfriend Aggie, who took the photo, who most of the album's about, has just buzzed me on Skype. This is weird, guys. This is weird.
Tell her to leave you alone. You were doing an interview with 17 beautiful women, and you have 3 on the phone with you.
Should I call her and tell her that, or should I not call her? Should I just ignore her?
You should just ignore her. Forget about her. You have us now.
But she's a really nice girl. We still talk.
Well,
we still talk.
Invite her into the chat room then.
Shall I invite her?
Yes, invite her.
Okay. What does she have to do?
Just give her the link that I gave you.
Oh, what, the, can you send it me again? I don't know. Actually, let's not do this. I'm feeling weird. I'm getting all weird now.
Well, I don't want you weird, so don't do it. Just tell her you're busy, you're doing an interview right now, and you will talk to her later.
Yeah. Back off, lady. Back off. That's what I'm going to say to her.
Exactly, because we are engaged, by the way. You just said yes to me on the phone, so we are engaged.
Okay, we're engaged. Can I razzle up the crew again?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get a hell yeah on the writing section? Another hell yeah. Let's see how long it takes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No one's doing it. No one's doing hell yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
You don't see it in the chat room? Courtney said hell yeah, and said hell yeah.
It's just not working. Oh, it's not working for me, I think.
You might have to refresh.
Okay, I'll refresh.
Okay.
But okay, so next thing.
Next thing. Any more questions from the chat room? Anybody want to call in and talk to Mark?
There's a ton of people listening live, so if you guys want to talk, just press 1 so I know to pick you up.
See what else. I don't know. What do you want to talk about, Mark?
I want to talk about... Okay, I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay, tell us a story.
Okay, so, basically, there's this girl, and she's called Susan. And she really, really wants to go to this party. But she has no money. She has no money, and she also has no way of getting to this party. So basically, she goes down to her dad, and she says, Dad, I really want to go to this party. So, you know, please, could you give me some money, and can you please give me a lift to the party? And he goes, yep, okay,
Susan, okay, yes. I will do that for you, Susan, okay? But you're going to have to sleep with me.
What?
And then she was like, what? No, this is disgusting. Dad, what are you talking about? No. And he said, no. But if you want to go to this party, you're going to have to sleep with me. And she was like, oh, God, that is disgusting. Oh, God. And she runs upstairs crying her eyes out. Like, she's so upset. But then Susan realizes that she really wants to go to this party. She really wants to go to this party. So she's a bit sick as well. So she goes downstairs and she says, Dad, you're really weird. Yeah, you're sick, okay? But I really want to go to this party. So if you give me some money and a lift to the party, I'll sleep with you. So he goes, okay. And he pulls down his trousers and he's got poo. He's got shit all over his dick.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, God. Oh, God. Like, why? Why, Dad? Why do you have shit all over your dick? And he says, your brother wanted to go too.
Question. Is this like a bedtime story? Oh, God, Mark. Everyone, go buy Mark's CD.
Oh, yeah, you can buy it if you go to my website, markhole.com, and then go to the music section. You can order it online using PayPal. Someone's heard that joke already. Oh, wow. Cool. So, yeah, great. Is everyone okay?
Yeah. I'm okay. Oh, God, that's so funny. I was a little scared, and yeah.
I know.
Bedtime story.
I know. What time is it for you guys?
It is 9:18 here.
It's 8:18 here.
Okay, cool.
And it is 2:18 where you're at.
It's absolutely 2:18.
Skype. Who's calling who on Skype?
It's Alexandra Canosa. The girl. Okay, I'm doing
Hello.
It. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Aggie.
Yeah.
Okay, not only are we talking on Skype, but I'm also in the middle of talking on a radio thing.
Yeah.
And, like, about, I don't know how many people are listening to us talking right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're talking right now. And you could actually go and join the chat room if you wanted.
So you called me in Los Angeles while you're talking on the radio?
Yeah, I'm talking to them on my phone. Wait, in fact, okay, let's do this. Okay, guys, I'm going to put you on loudspeaker so you can talk to Aggie.
Oh, my God.
Okay, talk.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Okay, first, Aggie, say hello. Ask a question.
Mia, what? Hello, what do you want me to ask?
How about we ask you a question?
I don't know what's going on.
Well,
okay.
I'm doing a radio interview right now.
I'm in the middle of a radio interview.
Right, and of course, being Mark, you decided now was the time.
It's so funny because obviously the wonderful Aggie here knows me quite well,
very well. And and I've been speaking to these girls for an hour and 20 minutes, and they also got that joke. So that means that in an hour and 20 minutes I've truly got to know.
Terrified them.
Yeah, terrified them. Exactly.
I have a question for her in the chat room. They're asking, ask her if he's a good kisser offline too.
you better give the goods, Aggie. You better give the goods.
Is he a good kisser offline too?
Well, no, because we did a competition and someone won a kiss on down the phone.
Are we having virtual relations, Mark?
Yeah, man, we had a mass orgy just a minute ago. It was amazing.
That sounds really lame. yes, he's a good kisser.
Woo!
You'd have to ask someone else that.
Yeah, wow. Basically, Aggie, how are you feeling about this situation?
Well, it's 6:30 and I'm sitting in West Hollywood and my ex-boyfriend is calling me from London whilst in the middle of a radio interview.
With people in America?
With people in America. So we're on the East Coast.
Okay, right. Well, this is what I think. I think we should get a few more questions from the chat room on questions that I should ask Aggie.
Okay.
And then we'll say two questions. So, like, anyone from the chat room can give two questions. And then Amy, do you want to pick them or something?
Okay.
Wow, you're really putting me on the spot, aren't you?
Yeah, but you know what I'm like. I love it.
God. Oh, dear. Why did I sign up to Skype?
I have no idea what's going on. Right, Amy, what should we do?
I say give her the call-in number, and then she can call into the show, and we will pick her up, and we'll be able to hear.
All right. Do you want to do that? Do you want the call-in number and call the show for a second?
Oh, my gosh.
Just for fun, do it.
Okay,
what's the number?
I sent it to you in Skype, so just copy that number that I sent you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on.
Mark, you're insane.
I'm sorry.
We're learning that very slowly, that he's insane. But we're loving it.
You learned that slowly. I'm surprised it took you longer than about 3 minutes.
I can't find that number.
Very unique.
Tell me what that number is again. Oh, here we go. Oh, it won't come up. Where is it? I don't get it.
Are people actually listening to this right now?
Yeah. They can hear you.
We have probably about, we have 16 people in the chat room, and they're probably about, I'll say, maybe 300 people listening live.
Listening to this.
So, okay. Okay, right. Basically, someone is going to have to tell me what the number, you're going to have to read the number out, because I can't find
it. It's, 718-508-9440.
Okay, so it's 718-508-9440.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'll see you there, and then we'll talk later on Skype.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That is cool. So we've got Aggie. We've got Aggie, who I wrote the album about, who's going to come and join us.
Yes, just watch the switchboard for a new number that pops up.
Oh, I don't know what number it is. What number would she be calling? Well, don't give me the whole number.
Oh, she just put it on.
Area code?
The area code would be an LA number, I'm guessing, seeing she said she's in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
If she's listening, she can't hear us. Press 1 so I know it's you.
Oh, she's not on there yet, hon. We have actually a bunch of people listening on the switchboard.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Okay, so let's spice things up a little. Let's spice things up. Okay. I think it's time for another... Who? What? What's happening?
We have her on the phone.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi again.
So now we're all in this chat room. I'm in London. Aggie's
Mark,
in Hollywood.
I hate you so much. I can't believe you're still tormenting me.
I'm not tormenting you. I was just it was so weird though, because like I was talking to these guys. I've been talking to these guys for an hour, yeah, and it's an arranged thing. It's been arranged, and then you then made friends with me or accepted my Skype thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst this was happening, so I saw it as a sign. It's your fault too.
Of course, your instinct was, you know, what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna
call
up
my chat room. Would you like to come into the chat room too?
Sure.
Okay, go to blogtalkradio.com/vampradio. Slash vamp radio.
VAMP radio.
Radio, okay.
And then you can see what everybody's saying in the chat room about Mark too.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Bum,
so
bum,
weird.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh,
what
your
time
face.
Is it? Bum, 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 bum. Are we ahead
Mark,
of time?
Did you see that you got featured?
Okay, so how do I see chat now. Okay, and is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so now I am...
Mark, that's a very adorable picture of you.
Oh, thank you.
Not as adorable as the album cover, I have to say. Good job with that.
The naked picture.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Everyone in the chat room, everyone that's listening. This poor girl that I've just like made come to join our little chat. She took the photo in question.
I did.
So Aggie,
I would say I'm proud of that, but.
Aggie, tell them how you came up with that shot.
That's just how Mark likes to sleep, generally. And I wanted to capture that forever for the world to see. I actually predicted at that point, at that moment, on that very warm morning, that he would use that picture for an album cover. So I made sure that I got all the angles and the lighting right.
He told us that he just got done making Tiger Mad Love to You, and he was chasing you, and he fell off the bed.
That's bollocks. That's complete rubbish.
That is not
sorry,
rubbish.
Sorry, Mark.
I jumped off. I tried to get you with my tiger grip, and then you. Like, you were too fast for me, like a ninja, and I then missed and fell on the floor.
Well, I like the idea of me being a ninja.
now she's agreeing.
No, that's how Mark sleeps. That's how Mark... Mark just can fall asleep anywhere, and he will fall out of bed and still be asleep. And that's basically how it works with him. It's not the sexiest thing on earth. It's not tiger-like, Mark. You have to admit that.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay. Let's not do this on radio. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm ruining your mistake. Mark is a tiger. He's crazy.
Yeah.
I still have scratch marks. Like,
Tell him more. I am a tiger.
Yeah.
But I am the tiger.
But that makes me a ninja.
Yeah.
So Aggie's a ninja, and I'm a tiger.
Be a ninja.
Someone's written the tantrum. A ninja, and then Ninja Aggie.
Yeah, I know, darling. I can read.
Oh right, I didn't see it.
I'm here.
Oh right.
Wow, we should invite Aggie back to do an interview.
Oh, this is great.
Anyway, so I'm glad you're doing so well, Mark.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
It's very heartening. It makes me very happy.
Well, shall we end this madness and talk later?
Yeah, you need to get back to your chat room and your girl.
Yeah, and because I think we've got one more song to play because it's 2:30 a.m. and I've got to go to bed at some point. Yeah. So
after your eighth Diet Coke, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. I have actually had quite a few Diet Cokes tonight.
Well, someone just asked me to give the dirt on Mark.
No, Aggie, you're going.
Give us the dirt on Mark. That's an interesting question.
Wait, Aggie, don't do this. What are you doing? Don't do it. Oh no.
All right, then.
What's happening?
Don't worry, Aggie. We'll call you and set up an interview. Yeah. There's honestly, guys, there is so much. There's 2 years of packed in dirt to get through that it would just take too long. But everything you hear on the radio right now, he's literally exactly like he sounds right now. He's exactly like that in real life. if not more crazy, if not more like effervescent, if that's the right word. So,
we are getting essence of Mark, are we?
Essence of Mark, exactly. All right, well, lovely speaking to you.
You too.
Lovely speaking to you. Thanks, Aggie.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was crazy.
Mark, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm getting IM'd on Skype and Yahoo and all the other little messengers I have, and they're asking, they're basically telling me, they're like, you have to get him on Dark and Lustful. Dark and Lustful is basically a sex show that I do. Would you be willing to come on that show?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
We'll set something up a little later, but let's get back to the music.
Okay, yeah, let's play the final track of the three. And then we can round up. Okay, guys, basically, can I introduce this song?
You can,
yes.
Okay. Hello everybody. My name is Mark Hole. That's Mark with a K, Hole in the Ground. And this is my song, My Friend. It's about two burglars who are friends. Take it away.
Yes, you have it.
Oh,
take it away.
That's me, huh? Okay, here it is. I'm
sorry. Enjoy.
You're in the pictures I am in. Let's say in words what it really means. 'Cause we embrace, smiling. We're arm in arm with a big fat Cheshire grin. I walked into a dark room. Will you come with me? He's my friend, of course he will. He'll bring the bat with intentions to kill. I don't know a better man, like I don't doubt that the money's in the till. I walked into a dark room. I was not alone. We light the fires of everything. You've got the balls and I've got the cock. We are the lambs of the scallywag. Suddenly, alarm bells ring. Panicking, start running to the door. Waiting for us, the Copper King. Put the bat to use and knock him to the floor. They started wrestling, my friend goes for the crown. Crashing through a window, I said, yeah, knock him down. Copper stops moving, oh no, I think he's dead. I really start to panic when the blood pours from his head. Suddenly I'm outside, how the hell did I end up here? I could have walked away, but he hadn't got away, so I went back on in. He had trapped his foot. We light the fires of everything. You've got the balls and I've got the cup. We are the masters of the scallywag. I am in, let's say in words what it really means. 'Cause we embrace, smiling, we're arm in arm with a big fat Cheshire grin. I will stay with you, yes, I will stay with you, yes, I will stay with you till the end of time. One last time, brother. We got the fire. Coming in, giving out the hell. They chuck us in a car, then they chuck us in a cell. Now comes the court case, our fates are looking bleak. Life in a prison, the judge wants me to speak. Why did you do it, son? You could have got away. Why do the stupid thing and stay? Well, sir, it's simple, really. What matters most, my friend? What matters most, my friend? Exactly. What matters most is my friend.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, Mark, before we let you go, I need a favor.
Yeah?
I need you to say your name and you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Okay. This is Mark Hull, and you are living. This is Mark Hull, and you are listening to Vamp Radio.
Woohoo! And I had so much fun talking to you tonight. The chat room just loves you. Everyone, go buy Mark's CD. You can find that on his website. And I believe Mark said he might come back for our anniversary show Friday night.
Yes, I will. I will come back on the anniversary thing. I'll talk to you girls about it. Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. And
okay.
After this show, everybody run over to Monkeys Gone Wild because we will be doing a broadcast over there, and I have to hang up and call over there. And
okay.
Yeah, Mark, you're great. Skype me later. We'll set up one of our late shows where you can hear more of.
All right. All right. Okay. Listen, I'm going to go. It's been fun. Everyone that's listening, love from London.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah?
Okay, before you go, I just wanted to say thanks. Because, you know, I wanted to get you on the show so much, and Amy, really, you know, worked with me to get you on, and I just wanted to say thanks for actually, you know, being on the show.
Of course, it's fun. I love it. It's great. And
so
and we're gonna
to
let's
back.
Do it again. We'll organize another one and make it even bigger and even more crazy, and then we'll take over, and we'll get
Definitely.
I've got a game.
Okay. Bye, Mark.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Mark is crazy, and I love him to death.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to run through these real quick because I have to get over to Monkeys Gone Wild. So, Friday, anniversary show. It's a four-hour show. It's going to start at 10 o'clock with me, Ashley, Jess, and Gina, and Sheila, and Angela, and M, and Courtney. And then, after the first 2 hours, Jess has to go, and whoever else wants to stay, they're welcome to stay. We're going to bring in Lizzie and Lacey to talk about the new show coming up soon on Vamp Radio, the Land of Dreamers show. And we're just going to party all night Friday. So there's not going to be any Dark and Lustful. There's not going to be any late night shows because we're going to be right here, Vamp Radio, celebrating. And then on the 16th, Jim Beaver is going to be on. He's going to be on at 9 p.m. But before you come over here and listen to him at 9 p.m., run over to Winchester Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio because he's going to be on their show too. So you're going to get Jim back-to-back, which is going to be amazing. And then on the 18th, we're going to have Andy Mack on. And then on the 20th, we're going to have my buddy Benton, hopefully, because he still hasn't emailed me back. Well, he said he'll do it on the 20th, but he's touring, and we haven't got any music or anything else. So, yeah. Oh, definitely. We're going to give away prizes. I grabbed one in my closet today, and I realized I still have 100 Monkey posters. So
we'll give them away at the anniversary thing then.
Yeah. So I got to count them and see how many we have. And I'm going to talk to Susie and see if we can get the Twilight stuff. We're going to give that away. Jess has some stuff she's going to give away. But for trivia, we're not going to read off questions. We're going to say, what is Jackson's favorite, or what would Jackson be if he was a superhero? Who would he be? And then we're going to play the clip. So, I mean, you really need to go listen to the archives if you want a prize. And if you worked on Vamp Radio to help do the show, you're ineligible to win. Sorry. Because you know the answers.
Yeah.
And he's like, damn it, Amy. Sorry, Courtney. You work for us now, so you can't.
We do. We have a million clips, and it will be hysterical. And, again, it's live radio. So you never know who's going to call in and wish us a happy anniversary. That's just the clue.
No, yeah, definitely. You never know who Amy has in store to call in, who Amy has emailed constantly and was like, please, 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 who Amy set the show for 4 hours so they would be at the studio for them to call in. I'm so evil. So, okay, I really got to run over to this other show. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed Mark. We will definitely have him back on Vamp Radio and Dark and Lustful because, yeah.
Awesome. Amy, can we take the show out with the Dirty Bass again?
Yes, definitely. You girls do whatever you want. I'm hanging up, so you girls have fun.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. Lacey.
Yes.
You did a great job by suggesting Mark.
He's awesome, isn't he?
He's hysterical. I cannot wait for him to come to the U.S. so that we can hang out.
I'm totally going to push it, too. That's one of the first things that's on my agenda in the morning. When I go into work, since I probably won't be busy, is I'm going to write him a letter and thank him for everything and tell him that he needs to get his naked rear end over here as quick as possible.
Yes. That is true. And you know what? Amy didn't get a chance to mention it before, but just like I said before, we are going to start doing an incentive program, and Lacey is the first person to take advantage of this incentive program, and that would be if you suggest to us an artist, an actor, a writer, anything, anybody that you want us to have on as a guest on Vamp Radio, if you send us that email, and you can send it to Vamp Radio at vampradioonline.com, or you can send it to me or Amy, however you're going to do it, you can find our contact information on vampradioonline.com and email us. If you email us a link, the suggestion, and if you can, any contact information, like manager contact, anything like that, and we wind up booking that guest, the person who suggests that will be co-hosting with us during that show, just like Lacey co-hosted with us for Mark Hole, and Sim's going to be co-hosting with us for Andy Mack on Monday. So that's going to be your incentive to try and get some suggestions out of you guys, because it's like pulling teeth to get you guys to send us an email.
And it's definitely worth it, because being able to actually interact with them instead of just listening is so much more fun.
Yeah, it definitely is. So that's going to be our incentive program right then and there for you. And again, please, 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 if you get a chance, you do want to check out Jim Beaver's interview on Saturday. And we would love to have you all back for our anniversary. We've been doing this now for a year, and we sound a lot different than we did before. Unfortunately, fortunately, you'll see the difference between the two. We've always kind of liked to have a good time, but I think there's some things we do better, and there's some things that we still need to work on. But it'll be a fun show to reminisce and see how it all started back on Moonlight Radio a year ago, with me, Ashley, and Amy, and how much we've grown. And so we want to celebrate with that with you guys on Friday night for 4 hours. And Jim Beaver will be interviewing on Saturday, and he is, if you don't know him as a writer, you definitely would know him as the character of Bobby on Supernatural. So you're definitely not going to want to miss that as well. Ashley and Ange will be hosting that show. Lacey, do you want to say anything? I think I lost the switchboard. I think she might have put herself on hold. Lacey, you there?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you do that, kiddo?
I hit the hang-up button on my phone by accident.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to say anything before we head out with the song?
No, just that everybody needs to check out his website, and if you're a member of LiveJournal, definitely head over and join. Because even though there's not very many members now, as we get more members, Mark has agreed to do special things for us. So there's going to be, you know, incentives to be a member of that LiveJournal community. So definitely head on over there and buy his CDs. One of the things I do want to point out that is if you're in the U.S., you can only purchase the CD from his website using PayPal. If you're outside of the U.S., you can get it on iTunes by searching his name in iTunes. I don't know why the U.S. can't get the iTunes, but I think it's better to have the CD anyhow, because then you get his naked rear on the front of the cover. But
I concur.
You know, that's just me.
that is some nice rear.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take it out with the same song that we started with. I love, love, love this song. This is Mark Hole singing Dirty Bass. Good night, all.
Good night.
Little girl goes out tonight with big boyfriend. She's high in life, she says, I hope this never ends. But it does. She needs a pick-me-up. Her boyfriend says, have some of this. She knows it's bad, but takes the risk as she starts to have a sniff. She runs back home, a crying fit. Her boyfriend says, I didn't do it. Her dad goes mad and knocks him out. Don't fuck with daddy's little girl. Up in her brain, daddy knows. He asks her what she's done. She says, nothing's going on. She says she's fine, she did a line, but she don't plan to carry on. He says, okay, if that's the truth, you guarantee to me that you and Face will never meet face to face anymore. But then he finds her in the bathroom on the floor with a mirror.
flow was all its 27 nights. She starts to steal from dad cause she needs it more and more. The doctor try and help, the rehab bill makes daddy very poor. She runs from home but needs some cash, so she takes it up the ass on the game like a whore. She has shame of family name.
North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.